بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على شرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, our رب جل جلاله, his names and attributes, the greatest of them are Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, with which he introduced himself two times in Surah Al-Fatiha, which begins with Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We begin in the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise and thanks to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who is the creator, maintainer, protector, sustainer of the entire universe, all that we know and all that we don't know. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Once again, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman is the sifat of Rahmah. It is the quality of mercy at its peak. Like Al-Jaw'an, Al-Atshan, Al-Ghadban, Al-Farhan. The hungriest, the thirstiest, the angriest, the happiest. Peak of that thing. So Ar-Rahman is the peak of mercy, the superlative form of mercy. And Rahim is on the same wazan as Jameel, Kareem, and so on, which is that which continues, which will not change. So the quality of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is the peak of mercy which never changes. Because the quality of any peak is that after the peak there is a decline. And the peak can be sustained only as long as those specific conditions which relate to the peak are fulfilled. As soon as those conditions change, even by a little bit, it is no longer the peak. A person can be happy at the peak, but you know and I know that that peak of happiness never remains. And not because some sadness hits you, not because a tragedy hits you, but it's just that you get used to that. And that's the reason, the big reason for continuously thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, continuously remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, continuously thinking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, continuously being grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for what He has given us. To give you an idea, those of you who buy a new car, when you first sit in that car, when you drive it off the lot of the dealer, it has that smell, the new car smell. Probably the seat covers still have polythene plastic covers on them. Some people keep those covers on for a long time. They don't even remove the covers. They sit on top of the plastic. Right? That feeling, oh my God, I got a fantastic, I got a great, beautiful car, a new car. And then you drive home and you show your friends and your family and whatnot. You go for a drive and everything else, come back home. And you park the car and the next morning you come there and you get back into the car. The feeling is not the same. The feeling is not the same. The peak of that happiness you had when you first got into that car on the dealer's lot, and the feeling that you are now and that now have when you sit in the car on day two, just the second day, there is a difference. So also somebody is so ravenously hungry, hasn't eaten for 3 days or 4 days, he feels like there is a vast emptiness inside him. His stomach feels like there is a hole in his body. One piece of bread, one slice of pizza, one ice cream cone, one banana. And that peak comes down. Even half a banana will do it. Peak comes down. Same thing with thirst. Same everything. You take it, every human emotion. At its peak, for that peak to decline, it doesn't take calamities. Even if nothing happens, you just get used to that. Now, with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, His mercy, His rahmah, never declines. Rahim never declines. So it is the peak of mercy which continues forever. And we know from the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves you more than your mother loves you. In another place he said, the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah divided it into 100 parts, and one part he sent onto the earth, by which the mother has mercy on its child. Even the mother animal has mercy on her child. One piece. And 99 parts of that mercy Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has retained with him, which he will use on the day of judgment to forgive people. We ask Allah to be among them. Mercy is the quality of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And mercy is the quality of his messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about whom Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. There are two nafis. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, we have not sent you. إِلَّا, except. رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. As a mercy, not رَحْمَةً لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, رَحْمَةً لِلْنَاسِ, رَحْمَةً عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. No. Not as a mercy to Muslims, not as a mercy to people, not as a mercy on earth. Rahmatul lil alameen. Rahmatul lil alameen. To all the worlds. Whatever that means, Allah knows best. And Allah is stating it in a way where grammatically this is being reinforced and emphasized twice. We have not sent you except for this. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have said, I have sent you as a mercy. Which conveys this, I mean, meaning-wise it's the same, but the emphasis of the meaning, the emphasis of the meaning is much more when it is put in this way. It is like the kalima, for example, La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, Allahu ilahu wahid. Allah is the only one worthy of worship. But when you bring it from the negative, the negating first, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. Illallah. So, the quality of mercy is the essence of Islam. And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ said, anything in which there is mercy, in which there is kindness, because kindness is an aspect of mercy, it beautifies that thing. The thing in which there is kindness is beautified because of the kindness. And he said, if kindness is taken away from something, then it detracts. The meaning of the hadith. Kindness. If you take, mercy has many, many aspects. Kindness is one. Forgiveness is another one. To forgive somebody who has wronged you. This is the finest quality of mercy, and it's the highest level of mercy, and this is what we request and we beg Allah for. We don't say, forgive me because I deserve to be forgiven. No, we say, forgive me because you are merciful. I do not deserve to be forgiven, but because you are merciful, forgive me. Forgive me so that your mercy will come into play. And that's what I remind myself in you. The number one quality to try and develop in ourselves is mercy. There are some wonderful stories in our in the history of Islam, in among the first and foremost among in the life of Rasulullah himself. We know these stories, but think of them in that context of mercy. Take the famous story, which I'm sure everybody knows, of this woman who used to throw garbage in the path of Rasulullah when he would pass by her house. She would come out on the balcony and she would throw garbage in his path. Rasulullah ﷺ never reprimanded her, never said anything, never got angry. Or at least if he got angry, he didn't show this anger. See, getting angry is a normal thing. It shows that you are human. The issue is how to express that, to express it or not. And if you have to express it, then how do you express it? There are many hadith also relating to Rasulullah ﷺ expressing his anger. But all of that is very positive in a way which is not harmful to anybody. So in this case, he didn't express his anger. And he would go past. And then one day, when he came past that house, The routine didn't happen. This woman didn't throw the garbage. So Rasulullah stopped, turned back, went back to the house, knocked on the door. And somebody opened the door. He said, there is this lady who used to, you know, where is she? Who are you talking about? He said, this lady used to throw garbage in my path. Every time I passed by here, she used to throw garbage. So the people were very ashamed. They said, we are sorry, but you know, she did this. So no, what happened to her today? Is she okay? No, she's not okay. She is very sick. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, can I see her? And he said, please come. They took him. He sat with her. He prayed for her. And the woman's heart changed. Kindness takes the wind out of the sails of your enemies. So also, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to Taif. And we know the whole story of Taif, what happened in Taif, how he was treated, how he was, later on, all that they did to him. But when all of this was finished, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the power to retaliate, to take revenge on those people who had treated him so badly and so evilly, and so with no justification, right? When Allah gave him the power and the authority, and he sent the angels of the mountains to say, put him under the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, the angel said, Allah has commanded me that I must obey you, tell me what to do, I will do it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, what can you do? He said, I can destroy this entire Taif. I can join the two mountains. Taif is a valley. I will join the two mountains together and there is no valley. Every living thing in Taif will be finished. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my Rabb has not sent me to do that. And I hope from my Rabb that there will be people in Taif who will see the light of Islam. And so it happened. This is the most beautiful part of rahmah, of mercy, where not only do you do good to somebody who is neutral, who has not done any harm to you, not only do you retaliate good with good, but you actually retaliate harm with good. You retaliate something which was wrong. You retaliate to somebody who has harmed you with good. This is the ultimate, this is the final, most powerful, most, most superior form of mercy and kindness. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant this to us. We have the best example in the world, the example of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, it is something that we should learn from and emulate and practice and make it the above. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.